Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Show. Today is a wonderful day in the Changing Minds Online camp because Jessica ran her very first marathon today. Tell us about it, Jessica.
Good evening, Akina. Thank you so much. You know, it was a really great experience, and I had the privilege and honor to have my amazing boyfriend next to me, and we ran it together the entire time. And, you know, it was a really cool experience. You know, prior to having run, and I mentioned before on the show, I was injured, and I had taken a long rest, and I, because of the fact that I had been resting and preparing for this day, I had actually never run more than a half marathon. I never did any long runs, and anyone who knows about running knows you kind of have to do long runs to prepare for it. So I just, you know, halfway through this marathon, I turned to Tony, my boyfriend, and I said, every step I take after this moment, I am stretching myself and going further than I've ever gone before. And it was just an amazing experience. You know, every mile, every step, it just had so much pride in just knowing that I was accomplishing something so wonderful. And it kind of was euphoric. And, you know, I expected it to be harder. I expected to be in more pain and more tired, but it was just really rewarding and really inspiring. You know, one of the things I learned today, and a lesson I learned, and this was actually, you know, a quote, I think we quoted this a couple weeks ago on the show, and I said, you know, the greatest problem in life, or one of the bigger problems, is not setting your goals too high but missing them, but setting them too low and hitting them. And I learned something about myself today. You know, when I crossed the finish line, it was exactly 1 hour and 15 seconds under the goal time I set for myself. I had run 1 hour and 15 seconds faster. And, you know, when I was running and I was running and I was looking at my watch, I said, something must not be right. And I even went to one of the court marshals and verified I was doing the right number of laps around the park. We were in Prospect Park, for anyone who knows. We were in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, New York. And I thought I must be counting wrong because there's no way I'm doing it this quickly. They said, no, you're on the right track. And I kept going, and I kept looking at my watch, and I said, wow. I said, I'm going to finish this a lot faster than I planned on. And it just was more motivating. I mean, when I saw this new goal, I saw this new goal, you know, about kind of halfway into the race, and I said, we can take 1 hour off of our goal. We can do this in 1 hour. And it just pushed me to go harder and harder. And every step I took where I was getting closer to that new goal, that new possibility, you know, as tired as I was more motivated and just more excited to stretch myself and just be better than I ever thought I can be. And, you know, I wanted to share that story tonight because tonight is about positioning yourself for greatness. And, you know, for me, you know, I have these goals of really doing amazing things. And especially when it comes to running, you know, I have, as many people know, I'm going to be doing the Ironman in 2016. I have a very, very kind of high bar I set for myself for next year. I want to run a marathon every quarter, and I want to run a half marathon every month. And I declare that, and I'm making it public and in front of everyone, you know, in order to be successful, whether it's with my running, whether it's in my career, or whether it's in Changing Minds Online, you know, we must position ourselves for greatness. So, Akina, I know this is a topic that you are passionate about, that you wanted to discuss, and certainly, you know, all the women I know, you are probably one of the best at just setting yourself up for success. You know, everything Akina has done, she's done very well, and this is a topic she teaches. So hang on to your seats tonight. We're in for a treat. Akina, what does it mean to position ourselves for greatness?
Well, thank you for that wonderful introduction there, Jessica. I am so honored.
My pleasure. well, I mean, you need no introduction, but... But I do believe very much in acknowledging, you know, the people in our lives that are really special and important to us and letting them know, you know, what we see in them that's so wonderful. And so it's just my, you know, way of giving back to you, Akina, tonight and just letting everyone know what I see in you, that you are this amazing, powerful woman who just has something very, very, very important to share with us.
Thank you, Jessica. Well, to answer your question, positioning yourself for greatness is basically making sure that you are ready for when the goal manifests itself. A lot of times people just want to just hit the goal immediately after they think about it. But there are steps that need to be taken during that time frame to really prepare yourself for greatness. If you don't prepare, then you are you're liable to have some hiccups and mess-ups along the way. And if you go ahead and prepare in advance, then you already hit the ground running when you are ready for the opportunity to come. Now, we can go, this works for your personal goals as well as your professional goals. So I'm going to use Jessica's marathon for our example today. Okay, so let's say Jessica is deciding that she wants to run a marathon. So what could she do first? Well, the first thing I recommend to everyone that I teach and coach is mind mapping. Mind mapping is basically you putting in the subject in the center on the sheet, and then you just writing everything that comes to your mind from that one word. So you would put the word in there, so let's say marathon, and you would circle it and put it in the center of your sheet. And then from that, you would start writing different words around the word marathon. Goal, power, vision, manifest, you know, things of that nature. What comes to your mind when you say marathon? Running your best, making the best time, moving to your excellence, achieving a goal you never thought you could. All of these different words you could put around marathon, and you just keep going. You just keep going. And until your mind is completely free and clear of everything you can think about when you're thinking about the marathon. Once you have the words down there, you write a line through the paper from the left to the right. And then you focus on the things on the top of the line, and you focus on the things on the bottom of the line, just to give yourself a little bit more clarity. And you see which ones connect across. And you look for the things that really trigger you towards why you want to do the marathon. And those are going to be your motivation points. Because as we all know, the road is not always easy once we decide to work on a goal. So we always need motivation points. So let's say, Jessica, tell us a few of your motivation points once you decided that you were going to run the marathon.
It really is an interesting question because it goes back to, like, what is my purpose? And, you know, my purpose and our mission for Changing Minds Online is to inspire and empower women to create the life of their dreams. And for me, you know, it really is about inspiring and empowering people to do something they thought they could never do and to do something that they thought that they were told they couldn't do. And, you know, and I've spoken about this openly, but, you know, as a child, I was diagnosed with a pretty serious neurological disorder. And as a high school student, I was no longer allowed to play sports, and I was not even allowed to participate in gym and physical education. And, you know, I never knew that it was possible for me to do something great. You know, I never knew that it was possible for me to run a marathon. In fact, you know, someone told me I couldn't, and I just believed them. And so when I ran today, the marathon, I ran it for two reasons. I ran it for myself, to prove to myself that there was nothing that I couldn't do if I set my mind to it. but I also ran it to be an example for others. And that, and really, we, you know, if we choose that we matter in this world and we have a dream and vision, we really must be in contribution. And so today, you know, by running the marathon, my contribution was to take a stand for anyone who's ever been told that there was something that they couldn't do, and just let them know that they are enough to do whatever it is that they want, that there is nothing that is out of their reach. There is nothing that they're not capable of. They can be anything they want. They can do anything. It doesn't matter what your goal is. You are enough to see it realized. And that was my motivation for running that marathon today, is just to be that person, to say, you know what, you're enough, you can do it.
Awesome, awesome. So I got some points to take. So tell me if I'm wrong, just I'm going to go through them a little bit. So you wanted to prove to yourself that you could do it, be an example to others, take a stand, empower, inspire, break some barriers, and go after something that you wanted.
Absolutely.
Okay, so those are very good motivational points. Okay, these are the points that we're going to keep, that Jessica's going to keep in mind when she's running her marathon, when the training gets hard, when it's cold outside and she don't want to go to that gym at 5 o'clock, or when it's cold outside and she don't want to go to the gym at 6 o'clock at night, whatever it is, these are the motivation points that's going to keep her going. Okay, so she has her motivation points. She has her why. So that is the point of mind mapping, okay, to get the why. And to get the motivation. Very good. So then what Jessica's going to do next is do the research. Let's not go into anything that we want to do blind. It is very important that we do our research. We need to know
Exactly.
We need to know, she needs to know the right clothes to wear, because if she doesn't wear the right clothes, she might bleed or cut herself or anything. She needs to know the time that she needs to project for. She needs to know how long she needs to work out, how much food she needs to have. She needs to know the terminology. She needs to know what's going to be there during the finish line or during the race, just in case her blood sugar drops. Will they have something along the way? Will they have the water? She needs to research all these things. Am I on the right track, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot that goes into to running or anything that you do. You know, a lot of people do want to go into things blind, and that those people tend not to be successful. You know, one of the statistics I got today that said, you know, there was 1,500 people who started the marathon, but only around, you know, there wasn't that many that finished. No, not everyone who started finished. And you can really be sure that the people who didn't finish, you know, maybe not everyone, some people might have gotten injured, right? It's a bit dangerous, and it was kind of cold and wet leaves on the floor and slippery. So, you know, it's possible some people just weren't able to finish. But, you know, most of the people who didn't finish, they didn't finish because they didn't have the right information. And, you know, there were not a lot of it. And Akina said, you know, there's a lot of variables you need to know. I mean, there were not a lot of water. There was not a lot of water on the course, and so I did my due diligence, and I carried stuff with me. You know, there was no food on the course, and so I did my due diligence, and I found that out, and I researched what do I need to eat, because I didn't know what to eat, right? You know, now I know I need to keep my body out of digestion but out of ketosis and keep it in balance, and I researched, well, how many calories do I need to eat, and what do those calories look like? Should I be doing carbs? Should I be doing protein? There's a lot that goes into it, and it's not just running a marathon. It's no matter what you're doing, you need to go into it prepared, and if you don't go prepared, you know, you will not be successful. You will not actually achieve your goal. And how sad, if you have this amazing vision, if you have something that's so powerful, if you decide to take a stand to be in contribution, how sad would it be when something as simple as looking up, you know, Google, like, it's so easy. Use your phone, use your iPad, use your, like, TVs have Google on them now, your computer. I mean, it's so easy to access information in today's day and age. It, to me, would just be such a, like I said, so sad that something so simple would stop you from achieving your goals.
Agreed. You know, a lot of people just say, oh, I can just do this. I don't need to waste time on that. Planning is very important. And, yes, certain things we have to go for the gusto, but when you know that you have a goal and you want to achieve it, there needs to be some type of plan in place. So make sure that you're always doing your research to say your due diligence, because if not, then you might step into a situation and you don't have all of the tools that you need. When if you could have just Googled it first, you would have had everything you need and you wouldn't have been stuck. So
yeah, and I like what you say, Athena, about planning. You know, before you jump away from that topic, I want to go back to that just real quick. Because, you know, one of the things that people think, right, people said to me today, like, oh, it's amazing you ran 26 miles and crossed the finish line. I can tell you something. It's a whole lot harder to get to the start line than it is to get to the finish line. Once you make it to the start line, it's a given. You're going to pretty much make it to the finish line, at least for me, right? I did say some people didn't make it, but it's a given for me. If I get to the start line, I'm going to make it. But, right, I didn't start running the marathon this morning at 8:30 a.m. I started running the marathon 6 months, a year ago, when I started to plan in my workouts, right? Nobody just picks up and decides, like, hey, I'm going to run 26 miles. It was my New Year's resolution last year in January. It was my resolution. I made a declaration. And we're going to be having a webinar about making, you know, declarations, not resolutions. But it was my declaration. I will run a marathon this year. Well, I didn't start off. I didn't just sign up for a marathon right in January. No, like, I built my way there. I planned in races. I started off with 5Ks, and then I went to 4-mile races, and then I did a 10K, and then I did half marathons and multiple half marathons. But I also planned in time every week to do my workouts. You know, if you're not planning these things, they're not going to happen. I didn't just say, like, oh, I'll run when I feel like it. No, that's not how it works. I got up at like 5 o'clock in the morning for months, and I did my runs, and I scheduled them in. And like Akina said, like, yeah, they were nice. I didn't feel like it, but you know what? If you have a goal that's worthy of it, of your time, then and you have to know your purpose. Because just saying I wanted a marathon, like, okay, I have another medal hanging from my, you know, medal hanger, and it's pretty and it's yellow and it matches the decor in my house, but that's like not enough motivation. You have to really find that purpose, but then you need to make a plan. And you need to stick to that plan when you don't feel like doing it. Because let me tell you something. It is like now it's cold. And, you know, Tina said, I may not feel like going to the gym at 5 o'clock. Well, the only gym I have access to, it doesn't open till 7. And I start work at 9. And I have to leave my house by 8. So that means that, like, when it's cold out, I'm still running outside. And, yeah, it's cold in New York. It was, like, 30 degrees, a little over 30 degrees today in Fahrenheit. You know, it was cold. It was almost freezing. They were worried it could snow when we were running that marathon. And you know what? When it gets to be 20 degrees next month, I'm still going to be getting up, and I'm still going to at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still going to be putting those runs in when I'm not going to feel like it. Like, I'm not going to want to get up because it's going to be cold outside and it's going to be wet outside and it's going to be hard and it's going to hurt. But you know what? I'm going to get over it because my goal and my purpose is worthy. But you got to have a plan. Like, don't just wing it. Winging it doesn't work. Winging it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Like, if it means something to you, plan it out. Plan it all out. You know, write on my calendar, ooh, marathon this day. No, I plan out every step of the way.
Now, Jessica has just described the strategic plan. And I recommend that you call it the strategic plan because strategic has power. It means that you have really thought it through, broke it down, and have really put a lot of thought into it. And then you have ways to have a plan B and a plan C in all areas, so that it will always end up to the final goal of what? Success. That's why we want a strategic plan. And then once we have the strategic plan, because you can definitely tell Jessica has one for this, now she's doing the networking. Okay, so she says that she wants to run a half marathon every month, a whole marathon every quarter, and then at the end, when we get to 2016, run the Ironman. Okay, so while she's doing these things, she's going to be networking at the event. She's going to be networking at the gym to find out an unpublicized event that she could join. She could also be networking at the different events to make sure that she is on board. She could find out what she needs to do to get to those next spots. Maybe there's a coupon. Maybe there's a special award that she gets for running faster or volunteering or promoting. You know, you want to be part of the community. She wants people to know that she is part of the Ironman community. And once you become part of the Ironman community, that means that people will start giving you more information about the Ironman that will help you that you may not be able to readily find on Google, because a lot of people have information and tips that could really help you out that they don't always publicize. You know, people tend to give you just the nuggets, but they want to hold in all the good stuff for the people who they really want to gel with, network with, and really collaborate with. So you need to start getting into that community. Does that make sense, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, nobody runs a marathon by themselves in the same way like nobody really does. If you have a vision big enough, you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. And honestly, if you can do it all by yourself, your vision isn't big enough, like, think bigger. You know, for me, right, there's a lot that went into my marathon. And Akina was right, like, what I wore, like, that was research. I researched everything about it, like, you know, what kind of sports bra would I wear that wouldn't be irritating? What kind of shirt do I need to wear? What kind of jacket do I need to wear for the temperature? You know, what kind of jacket do I need to wear that's not going to weigh me down? You know, from what kind of tights do I need to wear? What kind of socks do you need to wear? What kind of gloves should you have? And all of those things, they actually matter, because like Akina said, you really could be injured from your clothing because it's rubbing on you, right? The nutrition, I mean, it's not a joke. People do die because they're not prepared. They're not doing the right thing. It's serious, right? I needed to know how much protein do I have? How many carbs do I have? How and when do I eat these things? You know, I'm not knowledgeable about all these things by myself, right? It took going to people and saying, hey, you know what? How do I do this? And hey, how do I do that? And, you know, that might be able to be found on Google, and that's for sure, right? The networking, when I'm at the pool and when I'm swimming in the morning and I'm having a hard time with the stroke and I see someone else doing it and say, hey, you know what? How did you learn to do that? Because I struggle with that one. And they give me the tips. You know, someone gave me the tip recently to use, like, fins because I have a strong kick, but my arms aren't great. And he said, hey, you know what? Use these fins because you don't need to worry about your kick. It'll make it easier. You could focus on your arms. Or, you know, put the board over here. And hey, you know what? Try this way. This way worked for me. And those are the things that work. You know, when you're running running can be a lonely sport, right, because you're by yourself. Find those buddies. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a lot easier to get up at 5:00 in the morning when it's like the new polar vortex or Arctic vortex, whatever they're calling it, whatever the media hype is about the fact that it's going to be a cold winter, right, in New York this year. But whatever it is, it's going to be hard when it's like 0 degrees or they're predicting it could be below 0 degrees Fahrenheit, right? It's going to be hard to get up and run, and I'm going to need to do that anyway. Well, it's going to be easier when I have someone to call and say, hey, let's do this together. Like, one of the biggest, I think for me, benefits of having a network is that you're lifting each other's intentions up and you're supporting each other and helping you to achieve your goals. And you know, what better way to be like accountable for actually getting out of my bed when it's nice and warm and cozy and it's cold outside than having to meet a friend at the park to do the runs, you know? And it's just really, Akina says, it's so important that you really are associating with like-minded people and develop a network of strong women or strong men, whoever it is, you know, that you're doing. Everyone carries different skills with them. There's greatness in every one of us. And when you have that really solid foundation and that solid network, you're going to see that, you know, when you need something, then someone may be able to help you or they may be able to point you to the right direction. In the same way, you should be helping and supporting people. Don't just think it's about you, right? Nobody wants you to be in their network if you're just looking to get something all the time. It's also about who can you help and who can you inspire and who can you empower and who can you hold accountable. So it's just, yeah, it's very, very crucial to really be developing your network all the time.
Well, Jessica actually led into my last point, and it's exactly what she's doing right now. The last point is once you have gotten everything that you're starting to set up, you need to start adding value to the community. And as you can see, Jessica's sharing everything that she's learned along her journey. And once you start going on your journey, you need to start adding value because guess what? When you start adding value, when you start blogging, when you start posting on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, when you start putting things out on your website, guess what? You're adding value and people start looking. And that's when the opportunities start coming because they like what they're seeing and they want to get more of it. And then eventually they're going to want you to speak and they're going to want you to start adding content to their things and they're going to want to start collaborating and then on and on and on. So that is the point where you are right now, adding the value.
Yeah, and, you know, for someone who may say, like, that, you know, someone who may say, you know what, oh, but I don't have value to add, it doesn't have to be hard, and you do. Like, you do have value. And let me show you how easy it is, like, right, sticking to the topic of my marathon today. You know, prior to me running, I was listening to a podcast, and it talked about taking B12, you know, or B vitamins, it's B complex vitamins, or, you know, while you're running, because it aids in helping so you don't get muscle spasms or muscle cramps. So I brought some B vitamins with me, and I was taking them along my race. Like every hour I took a B vitamin. And so I was running and this one person was clearly, her legs were cramping. She was like limping. It happened to be someone I spoke to at the start line. And I was like, hey girl, I was like, you know, you look like you're hurting. And she's like, yeah, my legs keep cramping. I'm like, take vitamin B. It'll help. I said, you know, it helps you cramping. And we had this 10-second conversation. She's like, I can't take vitamin B. I don't have vitamin B. I'm like, no, here. And I just handed her some of what I had. I'm like, take one of these, like, every hour when you're running or every 10 miles, whatever it is. I was like, take it. You'll feel better. And I had learned that, right? I learned that from someone else because someone else decided to be in contribution. And then I was able to give back by simply passing on the tip. And, you know, I ran ahead of her. And about, like, 15 minutes later, she ran and caught up to me. And she's like, hey, that worked. Thank you. I feel so much better. You know, so it's just those little easy things, like no matter what, you have something to contribute. You are valuable, and know that you are valuable. Like, you are enough. You can make a difference. It doesn't need to be something big and grand. Like, you may not be doing podcasts tomorrow. You may not be starting a health blog tomorrow. But there's things you know that other people can benefit from hearing. So it can be very, very simple.
That is great. That's great feedback there, Jessica. And so those are our tips for today, so I want to break them down. So first, we'll start with the mind mapping. Just write down your goal in the center and then write down every word that comes to mind until you have exhausted the possibilities and then go through them and really find your motivation point. Do your research. Really check out the different things. Because as we all know, what glitters is not always gold. So we need to make sure that we know everything involved in what we want to do before we truly get started. Then we want to go into our strategic plan. Plan it out. Have a plan A, B, and C. You know, that way you'll always end up at the goal of success. Network and join the community. And then, of course, start adding value. Always give back. Because someone gave to you so that you could be successful, and so you should give back so someone else could be successful too. Thank you. What do you think about this, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just really great advice. And I thank you for allowing me to use the example of my marathon today and just use that really cool experience I had to reach out to everyone. You know, and kind of in closing, there's just one thing I kind of want to add. And that's just to be in the right mindset, you know, make sure you're in the mindset to do what it is that you're going to do. It's very, very crucial. You know, I woke up this morning, I needed to wake up by like 5 o'clock to do my marathon, but I woke up an extra 15 minutes early to do my meditation because I had to be in that right mindset, right? It gets hard. No matter what you do, your goals, they get hard when you're working for something big. You know, So, you know, if you haven't gone, go back to our podcast, listen to the Living Into Your Purpose or about mindfulness or meditation. We have so many different podcasts about that. So, you know, just in closing, you know, take your goal. Just go out and do it. Go out and get it. You guys are enough. Every one of you is perfectly capable of creating the dreams, the life of your dreams right now. So thank you so much, Akina, for that wonderful advice. And I definitely am going to go back and reevaluate my plan and my strategic plan and work on my plan for running my marathons next year.
Thank you. I'm glad that you were able to get some nuggets out of it. I appreciate it. And if you want
Absolutely.
To listen to this podcast, again, you can go to TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic, and, of course, our archives on changyourmindonline.com.
Thank you. And I just want to acknowledge everyone who is taking the time to listen to these calls. You know, obviously, you are somebody who is just really trying so hard to create their dream lives. You're on the right track. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you. We can't wait to be back on Thursday night on our Empowering Women series for more really kind of that great advice on how to make your dream life come true. Have a great night, everyone. Good night, Akina.
Good night, Jessica. Good night, everyone.
Bye.